Cisco is looking for some good detectives. The city is expanding its contact tracing program to minimize the spread of COVID-19. But as KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, it's going to take a lot of manpower to do this successfully.
City officials used contact tracing to identify an outbreak at a homeless shelter last week, retracing the steps of two virus patients back to the facility and then testing everyone. Now the city wants to expand that strategy using an app to help identify, locate, and track potential exposure. San Francisco Mayor London Breed.
Students at UCSF, some of our disaster service workers with San Francisco, some of our librarians and other city workers will be trained to do this work. And there will be an app to help facilitate this. The app will allow people to keep track of their symptoms and to check in with people who are monitoring their condition, and also determine whether or not they should or should not be tested.
Right now, there are 50 of these trackers. The city hopes to have five times that many in just 2 weeks. Information is confidential and it will not include immigration status. In the early stages of this outbreak, when it was confined to Asia, we talked with a journalist in South Korea who said that contact tracing was key to their ability to slow the spread. But they also allowed the government to check their credit card statements to show where they've been and who they've talked to, something that might not fly here. Now, you're going to see a big ship coming into the bay around midday. The MSC Anna is the largest ship to pull into the port of Oakland at 1,300 feet. It's longer than the Salesforce Tower is high. It's coming to collect empty shipping containers from California ports and bring them back to Shanghai. Shipping is down all over. Oakland reporting a 7% drop this week compared to a year ago. 15 voyages have already been canceled for May and June. Holly Kwan, KCBS.